Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Zara with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, an inquest into the death of Selisa Tafifa, who died in the Townsville Women's Correctional Centre in November 2021, will begin today. The two-week coronial inquest will probe issues on not only how she died, but also the use of spit hoods in Queensland jails. Vision taken from inside the prison shows Tafifa with a spit hood over her head, telling officers she couldn't breathe. Spit hoods are a mesh face covering used to stop correction officers from being spat on or bitten by inmates, and it is estimated one Queensland prisoner is hooded every 3 days.
Queenslanders with HIV will now be able to access HIV antiretroviral therapy for free, regardless of their Medicare status. Minister for Health, Mental Health and Ambulance Services, Shannon Fentiman, says the move is an important milestone towards eliminating HIV transmission in Queensland by 2030. HIV antiretroviral medication works to stop HIV from replicating in the body, protecting the immune system, ensuring individuals can live a long and healthy life, and prevents HIV being transmitted to sexual partners.
In national news, the federal government will fund free shingles vaccinations for older and immune-compromised Australians. The new, more effective vaccine will be rolled out from next month and will be eligible for almost 5 million people, including those aged over 65 years and older, First Nations peoples aged 50 years and over, and immunocompromised people over 18 years old. Minister for Health and Aged Care Mark Butler says the federal government is investing $826.8 million to provide the new vaccine under the National Immunisation Program.
Consultation paper has been released on how states and territories can reform powers of attorney laws in a crackdown of the financial abuse of the elderly. Currently, these power grants an appointed person to manage someone else's legal and financial decisions, but can have the potential to, quote, facilitate abuse, end quote. The paper aims to harmonize how powers of attorney are carried out or revoked with submissions to the consultation paper over until November 29th.
In international news, Israel has officially declared a state of war amid a surprise attack by the Palestinian Hamas group against the Israeli state. The US Deputy Ambassador to the UN has condemned the attacks by Hamas on Israel, in which a huge barrage of rockets was launched into southern Israel, killing and injuring civilians, with the US set to send multiple military ships and aircraft to Israel as a sign of support. At least 676 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip this year. The death toll of the conflict has risen to over 1,100.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thank you, Gracie and Zara.
Thank you. That was
your 8am Zedlines. All right, you are still on the Wildcard Show with me, Nick,